Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, I have some major breaking news to bring you all. The President of the United States went on an unhinged tirade in the middle of the night where he, in all caps, targeted multiple celebrities, but mainly Bruce Springsteen. And this dude sent out multiple posts, each one more unhinged than the last, calling for an investigation into Bruce Springsteen, saying he should, quote, keep his mouth shut, especially when he's out of the country. I don't know what that means. We can break down the implications of that later, but I want to run you through how this all happened and run you through how the President of the United States is going through what resembles a manic episode. People sometimes get offended when I say that, but I think that may be the most apt description of what's going on here. These are all caps posts directed at people as if he's not the President of the United States. He tweets oftentimes like he's still the victim of all of these situations, and he's not the President of the United States. Grow up, dude. But let's just start from the beginning. Bruce Springsteen has been going hard at Trump while going on a tour across the globe and trying to expose the current situation in America. Now, let's watch a bit of this clip. Let's break it down. It's incredibly, incredibly well done. And then we'll talk about why Trump is so mad.
Good evening. It's great to be in Manchester and back in the UK. Welcome to the Land of Hope and Dreams tour. The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, of rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration.
Seconding that, true.
Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experience to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring.
By the way, as he's speaking, he's saying the most common sense, empathetic things ever, and that's what pisses Trump off. That says more about Trump than it does about anybody else. Make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts to help boost this message about checks and balances, boost this message about empathy, because I guess checks and balances and empathy piss Trump off. But let's start.
The last check on power after the checks and balances of government have failed are the people, you and me. It's in the union of people around a common set of values Now, that's all that stands between democracy and authoritarianism. So at the end of the day, all we've really got is each other.
That goes for us as well. I mean, the community that we're building, we're like-minded people, like-minded individuals across the globe. We've got a lot of fans from Europe and from Canada, people a part of this community that are all invested in being in the front line. So it's, everything he's saying applies to this as well.
Now, easy, Roy. There's some very weird, strange, and dangerous shit going on out there right now.
Yeah.
In America, they are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. This is happening now. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction and abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death.
Him calling this out pissed Trump off, by the way.
This is happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain that they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom.
Who would have thought that a famous singer-songwriter would have such a way with words? Obviously being sarcastic, but damn, that is very, very well said. And then, of course, let's contrast this with how the President of the United States speaks. So let's start with this one. He said, "I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the President of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music, or his radical left politics. And importantly, he's not a talented guy, just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president, who came close to destroying our country." Holy run-on sentence right there. But also, his radical left politics. Bruce Springsteen's radical left politics in that video was like, we should have checks and balances, and individuals should be able to work for the government without being targeted. Very radical. He then says, "If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone by now," referring to the country. "Sleepy Joe didn't have a clue as to what he was doing, but Springsteen is dumb as a rock and couldn't see what was going on. Or could he? Which is even worse. This dried-out prune, or rocker, ought to keep his mouth shut until he gets back into the country. That's just standard fare. Then we'll see how it goes for him." What kind of threat is that? The President of the United States saying he better keep his mouth shut, that is public intimidation. Not only public intimidation, but it creates this chilling effect where now people will be scared to speak out against the president in the country and outside of the country. We have breached into a new, you know, paradigm here when the President of the United States is telling celebrities they better keep their mouth shut or they're not going to be allowed back in the country. What about this? He then tweeted out that May 19th at 12:30 a.m., dude, like, come on. The President of the United States has not ended a single war, by the way. New wars have started. Prices have not been lowered, by the way. Prices have gone up because of his tariff policies. He's alienated our allies. I mean, Bruce Springsteen said it better than I could have. But this dude has not lived up to a single promise that he's made. He's somehow reversed everything. He's started new wars. He's worsened the Russia-Ukraine war. Israel and Gaza, and it's worsened. I don't understand what Trump thinks he's doing here, other than distracting away from the fact that he hasn't fixed a single thing. But I will continue to point that out. I pointed out multiple times a day. But I think it's also important to point out that Trump tweeted this out. "How much did Kamala Harris pay Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president? Why did he accept that money if he's such a fan of hers? Isn't that a major and illegal campaign contribution?" Brother, you just took $400 million from Qatar in the form of a jet. You took $300 million from Elon Musk. It's not an illegal campaign contribution to pay someone a few hundred grand to perform at a concert for you. That's very, very normal. And they did the same thing. "How much went to Oprah and Bono?" asks Trump. "I'm going to call for a major investigation into this matter." This is authoritarianism right here. Authoritarianism doesn't even always have to be the extremes where you imprison your enemy. You can make their life a living bureaucratic hell, a bureaucratic living hell, rather, through investigation after investigation, like they did with Hunter Biden over the past 4 years. And, you know, it might get to the point where we're at full-blown authoritarianism, but I want to tell you, you can identify authoritarianism before we're at, you know, guns to the faces of journalists. It can also just be threatening to jail people and saying, keep your mouth shut until you get back into the country, or denying the results of an election, by the way. He said, candidates aren't allowed to pay for endorsements. That's not what she paid for. She paid for a concert, which is what Kamala did under the guise of paying for entertainment. In addition, this was a very expensive and desperate effort to artificially build up her sparse crowds. It's not legal. For these unpatriotic entertainers, this was just a corrupt and unlawful way to capitalize on a broken system. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I genuinely loathe this man. Genuinely loathe this man. I mean, let's go back to Bruce Springsteen because I just want to have a palate cleanser.
They're defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands. They're removing residents off American streets and without due process of law are deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. This is all happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government.
Thank you to Bruce Springsteen for holding the line at a time when Trump is attacking him, when Trump is pushing back. I want him to continue doing this. If you guys do as well, drop a like, spread the message. Let me know what you think about this in the comment section below. I appreciate all of you, and peace out.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.